I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, can a group of high school students from one of Philly's toughest neighborhoods compete, really compete, with some of the world's top automotive engineers to build a state-of-the-art hybrid car? We will find out in a few minutes. But first, we'll admit it, we've got World Cup fever. The opening game of that worldwide tournament is this weekend. Now, of course, you've heard about Kobe and Shaq and A-Rod, Eli Manning, and other highly compensated players in basketball and football. But did you know that one of the world's highest-paid soccer players and the highest-paid in Italy is named Sam Eto'o, and he is originally from Cameroon? He says at one soccer match in Barcelona, the crowd spent the entire game making monkey noises at him. Now, the joke is on them. He is not only one of the world's highest-paid soccer players, he is also one of the most popular. John Carlin recently profiled Sam Eto'o in Time magazine, and he's with us now from Johannesburg. Welcome.
My pleasure.
What's the atmosphere in Johannesburg? Is it fun? Yeah, is it festive?
Yeah, sorry, I just got you a question because the atmosphere is just far too noisy and excitable around here.
Is that right?
We're still about, I don't know, 48 hours away from the World Cup starting, but the streets here in Johannesburg are an absolute riot of color and noise, and the much overused phrase, the excitement palpable, is in this case utterly appropriate.
It's absolutely true. Okay, well, we're glad to hear it. Well, thank you for taking a break from the festivities for us. Now, tell me about Sam Eto'o. Tell me, and not to be crude about it, but how much money does he make?
Well, he's actually not the top pay. There's two guys who are above him, Cristiano Ronaldo and Leo Messi of Argentina, who's the best world player, are a shade over him. He makes, I think his base salary after tax is about $13 million. But, of course, he makes a lot more money on top of that from sponsorships and what have you.
Tell us a little bit about him. I understand he truly is a rags-to-riches story.
Oh, absolutely, yes. But there's actually quite a few of them in Africa, players who've been born in conditions of extreme poverty, not to say squalor, and who've now succeeded in the European big leagues. Samuel Eto'o, he was born and raised in a town on the coast of Cameroon, and his father was an accountant, which sounds a lot grander than it actually was, but lost his job fairly early on in Eto'o's childhood. And then his mother had to take charge, become the breadwinner. There were six children. And the mother would get up at 3 every morning, go to the port, buy fish, and then resell it, and in some cases cook it and resell it. And they lived in a house where there were several children sleeping in the same bed. And as Eto'o said, there were a lot of people in his neighborhood who reversed the great merits of where he lived, as he himself told me when I interviewed him recently, was that the rain didn't come through the ceiling, and that set him out among his neighbors as a distinctly privileged individual.
Now, you write that he was passed around a lot between teams before finding himself in Inter Milan in the Italian league, and he I'm not going to go through all the teams that he was in, but why is that? Is that normal in soccer, or is there something about him, or why is that?
People jump around from team to team. Actually, where he really made his name was at Barcelona Football Club, which is now the most admired soccer team in the world. He was sensationally successful there, winning every single thing that a team could possibly win, and him scoring lots of goals. And he was a huge hero in Barcelona. And even now, I mean, I live in Barcelona myself, and even now he is mightily missed. And indeed, people regret that a year ago he moved to Inter Milan, because indeed he was as successful again at Inter Milan, and Inter Milan defeated Barcelona in the semifinals of the biggest competition of them all, which is the Champions League of Europe.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about him as a player. Why is he so renowned?
Well, first of all, he has that golden, priceless quality. He scores an awful lot of goals. He was the highest scorer in the Spanish League in his first season there, and the Spanish League is, along with the English one, the two strongest ones in the world. He's very pacey, he's explosive, and he's also a player, he's a real team player. He sacrifices himself for the team. If the coach says, this time we don't want you to score so many goals, you always want to score goals, but we want to play a more defensive-type role, he will do that, and he'll cover vast areas of the field and run his heart out. He's a player of enormous heart as well as talent.
Well, thank you so much for keeping us posted, and try not to have too much fun without us, okay?
It's going to be great here. It's going to be totally great.
John Carlin joined us from Johannesburg, South Africa, which is, of course, hosting World Cup. He's a journalist and author of two books, Invictus, Playing the Enemy, and White Angels. He covers sports and politics and recently wrote an article in Time magazine on Sam Eto'o and the World Cup entitled The Global Game. John, thank you.
Thank you very much.